Hey, school success makers. Welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and today we're going to do something new that we've actually never done before. We're going to try it out and see how it goes. We kind of finished our mini series while we were going through things that you guys can do to help with enrollment, since we're obviously right in the middle of enrollment season. But then we've had some just great episodes in the past, and we've had over 100 episodes for the School Success Podcast, which is just awesome. So many great people, great interviews, and just great things that I've learned, and I know you guys have learned as well. So we're going to try something. We're going to do some episodes with just highlights of the different things we've learned from the different guests we've had on, and we're going to kind of piece a few of them together for each week, so you guys can kind of get a recap of some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest moments that we've had on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do. So a little different, but I hope you guys enjoy and get some little nuggets from the episodes that you can, again, as always, take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. So please enjoy this week's highlights and episodes from past episodes on the School Success Podcast. Enjoy.
When I came to the U.S., I think the U.S. educational approach is completely different, because in Hong Kong, it's top-down, kind of cramping, and I'm the teacher, and I'm giving you the knowledge, and you are supposed to receive it and memorize it. Now, for me, I cannot memorize it. I have to understand it, and then I own it, but if you make me memorize it, I suffer. There's no room for innovation, there's no room for my own thinking. So my job as a student was to memorize. I hated that. I still work hard, but I was not able to comprehend, particularly math. So when I came to the US, the teachers are different, you know, the student could talk. And so my mind began to, you know, exercise, and I realized, hey, I could comprehend things, even though, well, another struggle back then was English, like language barrier. But once I get through that, it was okay. And I was like, the before and the after, there's a huge difference. It's just because, so that I believe every kid, every child can learn if they are given the right environment. And if we could understand them, what they need, and place them in the right environment, they will blossom.
Well, Waldorf education has actually been around for over 100 years. Rudolf Steiner started a school in Germany for the children of cigarette factory workers. So it's really meant to be a modern education that's accessible. So it's been around for 100 years, but we still kind of hold on to this idea that it should be accessible to as many people as possible and meet the modern child. So we definitely hold like a certain view of child development, but we're not doing what they were doing 100 years ago in that school. So we're thinking about, what do children need to know now? What's relevant? You know, Waldorf education isn't trying to prepare people for college. It's just trying to help each individual person find out what their unique capacities are and develop them to their highest potential and just become whoever they are meant to be.
Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there. And I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show.
I'm always excited to see God's people joining hands at difficult times, at crisis, and see the difference being made in people's life. I remember when we first hit with the pandemic, our focus, the school focus shifted because the school is in the middle of a school expansion plan. This is one of the biggest challenge with the school is facility, because the church allowed the founded the school, and then the school is operating inside the church, but the church was never built for the purpose of education. So we just make do, and then we do not have enough space. Everything is multi-usage, all kind of difficulties. So the school is working on school expansion. We just got done with school expansion project Nehemiah phase one, and then trying to get ready to launch phase two, and that's when the pandemic hit. So then all the fundraising effort stopped focusing on school expansion, but focusing on helping the parents because they were not able to pay tuition anymore.
One thing that I think is unique to Waldorf is that we talk a lot about rhythm. But what that means is there's a very much a structure to the day. The teacher is teaching and has a plan where they're going to be going. So in some other types of education methods, the child's curiosity may be driving where they're going and what they're going to be learning next. But in a Waldorf school, the teacher has a plan and has a long-range view of what they're going to be getting into curriculum-wise.
I think no one welcomes the pandemic, but if we could put this in God's perspective and see through, like see beyond the surface, I think out of ashes, God has brought some like fantastic things out of that. For one thing is, the whole school community got expanded. We personally got expanded. I told and I encourage our staff, this is your golden time. Once in a lifetime, you never were able to bring the word of God to the entire family into their bedroom, into their living room. Now you could, and they are more than willing to listen to you.
So like in early childhood, we do not explicitly sit down and teach letters and numbers. We really feel like that's best suited for once you're in first grade. So we concentrate on learning how to be part of a class community, learning how to take care of yourself, you know, struggling to put on your snow boots and your snow pants all by yourself and tying your shoes and cultivating the imagination. So if you look into an early childhood classroom, you're going to see natural materials, nothing too overly bright or stimulating. It's very cozy and nurturing. And the toys will just have a simple gist of them. So a Waldorf doll will just have a really simple face. Everything is really made so that the child's imagination fills in the gaps, fills in the blanks, and it becomes whatever they want it to be. So we really feel like if you were to concentrate on more of those academics in early childhood, you're sacrificing time spent cultivating your imagination. Playing is the work of the children. We don't feel like you should rush to start to sit down at a desk because we feel like physically they're not even capable of sitting at a desk and focusing until they're in their first grade year.
Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at classreach.com. That's classreach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, classreach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
Right now, we need to pay more attention on the social and emotional challenges within the school community, the aftermath of the pandemic. I think comparatively speaking to other school, we are doing fine, but we have a very high standard. We don't just let little things go by. So we pump in a lot of manpower, attention to students' needs in those areas, because we were learning from March till June. And then next fall, the preschool were only online for 3 months, and then they were all on site. Although even the preschool program were running really well, the parents were very impressive. I think people were like, what? You are keeping the preschool kid for so many hours and then they are still engaging? I said, yeah. And there were times that we will send them to get something, you know, part of the learning, and they were so excited and go get it and then come back to in front of the screen. And but I still, from an educational standpoint, I still do not think e-learning is a good fit for preschool, particularly not for elementary, not even for middle school. It is only when we have no choice that we will do it. So then we come up with a very, very, very extensive protocol so then we could keep everybody safe.
One of the biggest challenges is just to be financially sustainable. We want to be accessible. So, you know, in our tuition model, anybody who wants to have an accessible tuition review, they share their financial information. We create an individualized tuition plan to meet their needs. And we still have to be able to pay our teachers salaries that are their worth. And our property is beautiful and it's a big expense. So what we're trying to do is find a balance of how can we make this as accessible as possible and still be financially sustainable. So by adding those extra early childhood classes and meeting the demand that's out there, that's really helping for next year to set us up to be on a firmer ground financially.
A lot of people ask me, how come you never get tired? You work long hour, you come 7:30 a.m. and then you don't go until 7:30. And then you went home, you eat, and then you continue to work. And the next morning, you are energized. Where is the energy coming from? My answer to them is, when we are plugged in, we will never run dry. When we are connected with the Creator God, we will never run dry. And what fueled me is when I, and you know, I don't think I will ever run out of energy if I walk into a place and be able to witness God's handiwork throughout the day, seeing Him, how He changed people's life.
It's hard to find qualified teachers. So luckily this year, we're pretty much done with the hiring we needed to do. And thank goodness we found some amazing people. But there's not that many people out in the world who are certified Waldorf teachers. So each year when we move into the hiring season, it's a bit of a cross your fingers and have faith that everything's going to work out the way it should. And it does, actually, but it can be a little stressful as you're waiting for those new people to come towards you and trying to reach out to everybody you know who might know somebody who's looking for a job, you know, especially with our subjects too. Like, we have things like foreign language, handwork, which is like fiber arts. These are very specialized teaching abilities that are not always hard, easy to find.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that recap of some of the past episodes we've had on the podcast. And as always, I'm just hoping that you guys can take at least one thing away from any of these episodes that you can take back to your school to make your school better than it is right now. There are so many great things inside of these podcast episodes that we're hoping you guys can take back and use. So if you need to, go back and scan through some of the episodes. You can read through them and see some of the different people we've interviewed, the topics that we've talked about, and maybe you can grab something from there that maybe you're currently in the middle of or you're going through or you just wanted some extra help or guidance on. Great way to kind of scan back through and look at the podcast. But hoping you guys kind of enjoy these kind of quick recap episodes. And as always, I've mentioned it before, we have three great free resources, three great free resources for you guys to check out. The first one, of course, is what you're listening to right now. It is the podcast. It's free weekly episodes coming out that we want you guys to make sure you're chiming into and listening to and soaking in. The second one, we have a great Facebook community that we want you guys to make sure you're a part of, completely free. And it's called School Success Makers. So if you're on Facebook, go join in there. I'm personally in there. Love to see you in there as well. Or you can ask questions, connect with some different school leaders that are in there from all over the world. And then the last and last one of all of that is our School Success Report, which you can sign up for on our website currently, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right-hand corner, you can click the button School Success Report. And it is a weekly email that will go out, just kind of going over different articles that our team has written, highlighting some teachers, giving some articles and ideas that we have come across that we want to make sure you guys are seeing as well. So make sure you're getting that every week. Some great, great content that the team has prepared so we can put it out there for you guys to check out. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, we want to hear from those and we want to hear from you with those. So please contact us through our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com, and let us know those so we can better serve you guys. And yeah, we love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back here next week with another awesome episode as usual on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.